person presents that case for them, that's called Tanin Aliyasi. The Russian Aristotle says that Taninan, when we tiny for Yisaynim, although Bezdin, who's doing the tiny, doesn't know for sure, but in Halacha it has a din of a tiny's bari. Bezdin tiny's on behalf of the Yasim, the tiny bari. So to see an Agamara, bari for bari. The Yisaynim who don't want to pay the ksuva are considered a bari, even though their father died. Yishish in the Samala. So the Rosh built from our sugya this Yisai, the Tanin Aliyasi is a tiny bari. So that's the Rosh. Baba Basra, and Daflam Gimel, there's an incident that takes place. It's a bit complicated, but Rabba Bar Shirshim, where it says there's a fellow Rabba Bar Shirshim who had a field which belonged to a man, and this man died. Rabbi Bar Shirshim told Bezdin the following story. He said, this field belonged really to this man who died. He owed me money. And he gave me the field and told me to hold it as a mashkin, to eat the peiros of the field until I pay off the chayv, and then to return the field to him. And this is what happened, and I did that. I took the peiros and I'm eating them to pay off the chayv. The truth is, there's another chayv that this man owes me. There's money which he borrowed later, which is the equivalent of the value of the field. So therefore, what I would like to do is just hold on to the field for that second chayv, keep the field, and it'll pay out my chayv and finish. And I won't give the assignment the field. I won't return the field to the assignment. So the Gemara says that since Rabbi Bar Shirshim there was on the field for 3 years, that's the Sabbatim is talking about the Chazaka of 3 years. Rabbi Bar Shirshim had already been on that field for 3 years eating the peiros. So he was a Muslim. And therefore, he's believed to say his whole story, and he can keep the field for the second chayv, which was owed to him. Even though he didn't have any proof that there was a second chayv, but since he's a Muslim in the field, so he can say that and he's okay. There, the Rosh says that Rabbi Bar Shirshim has to swear a Shavuot Chesed. Why does he have to swear a Shavuot Chesed? Because Tanin Aliyasi. Because the Yisaynim who have no clue what really happened. For the assignment, we kind of that maybe there was no second fight. Who says that Rabbi Bar Shirshim is telling the truth? Maybe there was no second fight. So for that reason, Rabbi Bar Shirshim would have to swear Shavuot Chesed, which is a Shavuot Derabbanan. Shavuot Chesed is a Shavuot Derabbanan, that any time someone says, Bari, he's sure that you have to give him something, you have to swear to defend yourself. So the Rosh is very good. The Rosh is a Shittasai, fits with our Sugya. You're a bari, Taninan is a bari, so you swear she was dead. They didn't even know that it was a father's field. Think of the Gemara. Tysus argues with the Rosh. Tysus of Baba Basra says, no, she was dead. Taninan Liasmi does not make a bari. And therefore, Tysus holds there is no she was dead. And in Baba Basra, you have a machlaikis, the Rosh of Tysus. If there's a Hesus or no Hesus, Machlokes, there's no kasha on anyone in Baba Basra, because the Gemara doesn't say anything. So the Rosh says his way, and Tysus tells his way. But now, here in Sugis, Machlokes, we have from our Sugya a Raya to the Rosh, and a kasha on Tysus. Because while over there in Baba Basra, you could learn the Gemara both ways, over here in Sugis, there are no two ways to learn. In our Gemara, the Gemara says Bariu Bariu. The Gemara says that both sides are a Bari. Both the woman who's say they have the 200 is a Bari, and the man who only wants to pay 100 is a Bari. So if the man's alive, hush it. But you're Solomon. What happens when the man dies? Our Mishnah is talking even when he dies. So they're only Yisaynim. So why does it say Bariu Bariu? Yisaynim are a Bari, Yisaynim don't. It's only Bezdin that's hired for the assignment, Our Gemara is a Beferish Gemara that says that Taninon is a Bari. Because in our Gemara, it's considered to be a Bari. So our Gemara is a Raya to the Rosh and a Kasha on type. This is the Kasha which we have to try to answer today. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to say a chilek like Taisus between the Rabbi Bar Shishon story of Baba Basra, Yeshua Tassus. And our Maisa here in Ksum is that there, Taisus says it's not a Bari. Here, the Gemara's Mukhah said it's a Bari. So what's the nafkanina between the two cases? That's the Kasha which requires it. So the Stifler in the Kibbutz Yaakov of Baba Basra says, what really I think is a kind of secretary. What he says, and listen carefully, because it starts with, any Dakistic Achillic starts off confusing, but you'll see that it's not. If such a thing as a Bari, that's when someone's having a Bari. If such a thing as a Shema, when someone's here and he's saying Shema. When best in kindness for someone, somewhere in between a Bari and a Shem. What he calls it is a Suffolk Bari. What do you mean a Suffolk Bari? Well, it's Suffolk. If the father was alive, would he say Bari? It's a Suffolk Bari. Is a Suffolk Bari a Bari, or is a Suffolk Shema a Shema? So it's neither. Where Halacha requires a Bari, it's not a Bari. Where Halacha requires a Shema, it's not a Shema. It's somewhere in between. Now, Dr. Stifler, let's look independently at the Gemara Bava Basra and the Gemara Silvis. The Gemara Bava Basra was the Shaila by Rabbi Bar Shirshon. Shaila is, do you swear Shavua Tessus? What's the halacha? When do you swear Shavua Tessus? Only when there's someone tying Bari. The Tessus is home. You don't swear Shavua Tessus, there's no Bari. Because the Suffolk Bari is not a Bari. So in Bava Basra, the nidain is it a Bari or is it not a Bari? So Taisus holds, Taninon is a Suffolk Bari, it's not a Bari. So there's no Hesed. The Rosh argues, but Taisus Shita is that it's a Suffolk Bari. So it's more Bava Basra, it's good, it's not a Bari. Now let's come to our Gemara. Now, before anything, I want to ask you a shayla. Disciples poses this question. You all bari b'shem bar yad. Let's say a person holds bari b'shem bar yad. In your town, there's somebody who went from the Dina Seyam. Not like today, people take plane flights back and forth. In time of Chazal, there's a person who went to another country. He's out of town. Let me ask you, if I come to Bezdin and I say about his house, I say, I'm bari, it's my house. I get a pass? Why? It's Bari Hashem. I'm a Bari, and there's no Bari against me. But he's not tiny. I'm a Bari, and there's no Bari against me. They know he lived there. They don't know that it's him. They don't know what it is. Hashem is the other person. He didn't say anything. So I'm a Bari, and there's no Bari against me. That's the point. The person is out of town. I should be able to take away everything else. So must be. Why? Why don't I win when I might Bari? So must be the only reason Bari B'Shema wins is if he says Shema. In Bari B'Shema Bari Yadid, you have to have a Shema in order for the Bari to win. Do you agree with that? If he's a wed, and I come with a Bari, is a Bari enough to take away the house? I take away his house, and that will take away everything he has. If the car is mine, I'll say his summer home is mine, I'll say his bank accounts are mine, I'll live with Bari. It's ridiculous. Why? I'm a Bari. So we must come to the conclusion that by Bari the Shema of Bari Yadid is only if the other person is here saying Shema. If he'd be here, he'd say Shema, then you could say Bari the Shema of Bari Yadid. But the Shema is a crucial part of the entire. It's not that I'm a Bari and there's no Bari against me. You'll say, the Bari is what makes it win, so then I should win even if he's out of town. In this case, it illustrates that by Bari, the Shema, Bari Yadid, the reason the Bari wins is because the other person is saying Shema. And if he's away, we have to wait for him to return. The Bari is not going to win unless there's a Shema. In case, says the Sifra, what happens if the other person dies? I'm a Bari's mind, and the other person's dead. So Tanina we ask him. So we kind of, for the assignment, that maybe it's their father. Does that Tanina have to be a Bari?
No.
As long as it's not a Shema. If it's a Suffolk Bari, or we're calling in between. We're saying Tanina is a Suffolk Bari. We're not sure. If he would be here, would he say Bari? So if the father is dead, it's the same as if he's out of town. I say Bari. That's just for the assignment says, maybe not. Maybe not. They say Suffolk Bari. Maybe if he'd be alive, he'd say Bari. That's enough that we, it's not a case of Bari Vishama Bari Yadis. That's enough in our Gemara to make it, Tanina Liyasmi makes it into a Suffolk Bari. But that's good enough in our Gemara. Because the Suffolk Bari is good enough by Bari Vishama. Then it's not a case of Bari Vishama. It's enough that it's a Suffolk Bari. So that in Ksubis, in this Gemara, the assignments don't need to be Bari. As long as you send them, I'm not a Shema, that's good enough. The text of Shita is that Tanina is not Bari, it's not Shema, it's somewhere in between. The Gemara Ksubis, the fact that it's somewhere in between, does the trick. It's enough for the assignment. As long as the assignment are not Shema, it's wonderful. It's not a Bari of a Shema. I said a Bari doesn't win. Baba Basra, just the opposite. Baba Basra, we're talking about a totally different rule, a rule of Shavuot Hesed. In order to be Mechayev of Shavuot Hesed, you need a Bari. A Suffolk Bari is not Mechayev of Hesed. Hesed is not, maybe you owe me money, that's a Mechayev of Shavuot Hesed. It's got to be a Bari. And Taisa tells us that Taninon is neither a Bari nor a Shema, it's in between. So where the law, the halacha that we're discussing depends on Bari, it's not a Bari. And that's the Gemara in Bava Basra. Where the discussion we're having depends on Shema, by us, it's not a Shema either. Because I just illustrated to you that if, unless you have a concrete Shema, unless you have a man saying maybe, well, you don't say Bari Shema Bari Yad. So the name of this cycle says the Stira, the two sugyas is answered. No problem. The Tanina Liyasmi, according to Taisis, is Mishtahim Mishtahim. It's not a Bari, it's not a Shema. It's in between. And in each sugya, we have Tanina, and you have to see. If the crucial thing is it a Bari? It's not a Bari. If the crucial question is it a Shema? It's not a Shema either. In our Gemara, the crucial question is it a Shema? In order to say Bari Vishema, Bari Yad, it's got to be a Shema. But it's not a Shema. Tanina is not a Shema. Tanina is so because the father would have been a Bari. The same as if the father's out of town. So the Meila, the Taisus could hold that Taninon is not a Bari. That's not Shran Agamar. Agamar says, Bari the Bariu. What does it mean? Bari the Bariu is Pashit. Then here it's not a Bari the Shema. Yeah, it's Pashit, it's not a Bari the Shema. Every time the man is dead, not only he's dead, he's out of town. It's not Bari the Shema. Does not have a dinner Bari the Shema. It's a dinner Bari the Bari. Because here, if it's not a Bari the Shema, then the assignment can win. We had another case. We had the Pnei Yeshua, the Yefez of the Day. Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, if I find an Aveda in the street, and you come and you say it's yours, but you don't remember the Yisim on it, but you're sure, you look at it, you can just tell it's yours. You can look at it, you have a PSI, you know it's yours. So the halacha is that I don't have to give back an Aveda with PSI, except to other. But to a regular person, I don't have to give back an Aveda with PSI. But Pnei Yeshua asked that that's also Bari Vishama. The one who lost it, claims to have lost it, says, I'm sure it's mine. The one who found it, it's a Shema. So the Kasha was, every time you lose an Aveda, why do you need a Sinim? You should be able to recover your Aveda. Because Bari Vishama, Bari Yadis, if you're sure it's yours. The one who found it is not sure. Well, why don't we say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Yadav. Dr. Stipler, according to what he's writing now, it's not Shabbat. Because the because the one who found, the one who claims it's his is Bari. Now the one who found it knows it's not his. The question is it someone else's? Is there someone else out there who really lost it and will come tomorrow with a sinner? That means in the case of an Aveda, we have a suffix if there's another Bari out there somewhere. Right? That's the case of an Aveda. You say it's your Aveda. I say maybe, maybe not. But this is a case of a suffix Bari. Where the suffix, is there another Bari or Shema out there? So the disciples' rule is that Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadid is only true when it's not against the suffix Bari. If it's against the suffix Bari, we don't say Bari Yadid. Just like the fellow who's out of town, and I say it's his house, it's my house. We don't say Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadid if it's a suffix, if there's a Bari. So here too, in the case of an Aveda, it's a suffix if there's a Bari out there somewhere. Because now in the suffix, if there's a Bari, that's the Cyprus rule. That a suffix Bari is enough that we don't say Bari B'Shem or Bari Yadav. So the Cypler sounds, at first glance, it sounds like the Cypler is making a very doctristic achilles, but the truth is he's not. He's saying that there are some laws, halachas, which depend on Bari. Some halachas which depend on Shema. And you have to see each case. If it's a halacha that depends on Bari, then a suffix Bari is not a Bari. If it's a halacha which depends on Shema, so a suffix Bari is also not a Shema either. It's in between. And you have to judge each sugya by itself. If it's a sugya of Bari the Shema, then a suffix Bari is like a Bari. If it's a sugya of Shua Tessis, then a suffix Bari is like a Shema. So that each case depends on the case. In all cases of Bari B'Shema, Bari Yadav have to have a Shema. If there's no Shema, that's not Bari B'Shema. That's proven by the logic of this case of a person who's out of town. When the Gemara says that the a Bari and a Bari, when you have a Roi, makes it a Bari B'Shema, the Gemara is not saying that it makes it a Bari B'Shema. A Bari B'Shema is saying that it has a power, one side has more power than the other, similar to the case of Bari B'Shema. That's what Rashi said. It's not technically a Bari B'Shema. It doesn't become a Bari, it just has the extra power that a Bari B'Shema would have. Okay, let's see the Gemara at the bottom. The Kivan. The Kivan, the right notion, the two like this is Kivayaku Eidemayam. The Gemara is the Kash. Gemara says that if we have a concept of right, the right notion, get married as the two like, Kivayaku Eidemayam, what do you need Eidem for? Why can't she win the Dintaira with a Taina of right notion, the two like this is? That's the Gemara's cash. Why doesn't she automatically win in our Mishnah? She has a right on her side. She should win. So Tysus, in the bottom Tysus points out that this Gemara is going like Rav, who holds Halchim B'mam and Achai right. The right is enough to be my Timon. Now the Gemara's cash is a very simple cash. You have right. Why not be my Timon? Why doesn't she win? Why does she have to go get Eidim? Though she was Yasubi Numa. She should win because she has a right. Kasha is simple. Let's see the text. Amar Rabbi, Shum Di'ika L'Meina, Raiv Nashim B'Sulayt Nisayt, Umiyet Amanayt, B'chara, this is B'sula Yesh HaKoyach. Anyway, that's married to B'sula. Everyone talks about it. First is getting married. First marriage people talk about. Zu, Hayol Ve'ima Koyal. Now people talk about it. There should be two Eidim who know that was Yotze B'Yinuma. Ve'ima Koyal, nobody knows she's Yotze B'Yinuma. Yisra Le'Yinuma. There's something wrong with her right. And being that there's something wrong with the right, she can't win. Now, the Gemara used the Lashon, Kol Lashon. All women who are B'sulais have a Koyal. So the Gemara says, Kol, and it's B'sulia Yesh HaKoyal. If all, there are zero exceptions, the other Eidim I have, Eidim can't say something that's impossible. If Eidim come, that doesn't help you. And a Saudi Shaki Nina. The funny Havamina, the Havamina was every woman who gets married to B'sulia has a Koyal. There's zero exceptions. Once there's a Saudi, you can't believe the Eidim. Elam Ravina, you're right. I didn't mean calling it right, Hanyasite, B'sulia Yesh HaKoyal. Zu Hayol Ve'Eimah Kael Israel Eimah. What's the Gemara say? Right, Dashim get married as Besulah. Right? Most women get married as Besulah. However, they have a Kael. This woman had no Kael. She had neither a Kael that she was an Amara nor a Kael that she was a Besulah. So therefore, what? Can't rely on the right. That make sense to you? Most women who get married without a Kael are white. Most women who get married without a Kael are Sulais or Amanais. If they're Amanais, so then he should win because there's a right on his side. If they're right to Sulais, she should win because there's a right on her side. Depends how you split it up statistically. So which way is correct?
I don't understand either way.
The first one he split up is what they love when they got married.
Let's say 90% of the women get married to Sulais and 10% are Amanais. Okay?
Just pick a number. It could be any number. So here, the graph again. You have here, there's 10% Amanais. Amanais is 10%. They have 90% Besulah. Okay? This is Besulah. 90%. Now, what percentage? Now, of this 90%, right have a Kael.
How many don't have a Kael? Huh? You can tell me one of two things. Either more than 10% or less than 10%. And don't tell me exactly. Huh? What do you think? More than.
So let's try. Let's say, so 20% are Betula Belika, right? Let's say over that. That's 20%. Right? Then you need to have, you're less than 70% to have a car. I guess it's with a car.
Okay, so Jamal Gamal this way? What?
So without a Kyle, it could be anywhere in this piece of the pie.
If there's no Kyle, it could be that one of the 10% is an Amana, one of the 20% are Besulah. Could the Gemara be talking in such a case? Huh? Could the Gemara be talking, if this is the fact, so then, if you have here a woman with no Kyle, so odds are 2-1, then she's a Besulah, you still have rights. Did you still have right?
You learn the second choice. You make it that, again, 10% is on my right. We'll say it's only 5%. The Besulah without a Kael is only 5%. Okay, and the Besulah, all other Besulah will now be 85%.
What? One minute. Does this make sense for us? Does this make sense? So she has no Kyle. Wright says she's an Amana. So Wright says she's an Amana. So then, why is it worth saying Israel Aruba? It should say, there's no Wright anymore. It's within the years. Maybe you want to say, this is the way of the Gemara, this is the way of the Gemara. I don't see, he wants to say exactly 10%.
which would mean that there's no life against her either.
One second. I don't think it's logical to say that, but one second. Let's first work with these two. How did you learn the Gemara? How did you understand the Gemara? You understood the Gemara this way or this way? Huh? Or you didn't realize? The Kasha should have crossed your mind right away. Because who cares, right, Isra? What all the Isra is in the belt? Bottom line, what are the statistics? Is it right or is it not right? It should be the question of this Gemara. From a fancy language, that Israel Ruba. What is Israel?
Yeah.
She says she's a Basula, and she wants to go with the 90% and tell them nothing doing. You have no cut. Fine, I have no cut. Now, are you going with this or with this? The second way. Tell me everyone likes the second way. The second way is a problem because look in Tysus. The top Tysus. All right, let's learn the Tysus, and then we'll see how it plugs in. Zu ha'il vein lachal Yisrael e'ruva. Teimu. Nam b'terkin. Elu nemonim le'i b'gayb la masharo b'kinusan. Yishayla, can you say Avis on something you saw before your bar mitzvah? You recall seeing something before your bar mitzvah. Is that called Avis of a gadol, or is that called Avis of a cup? So generally, we do not trust someone to say what they saw because of some, except there are some exceptions. And generally, it's not. It's not a good idea. But Elo Neman and Leib Gadol Mashal Kvas. It's Zuchrayni, but it's like this, Sheyata Bihinuma, Varaisha Pura. Someone says, I remember the wedding, and she was wearing a veil. Become a Gemara, my time. Why do you believe? Kivan, the Rai Nashim, the Listeners, is Gili Mouse of the Amu. Which is really right anyway, she went with a veil. So it's a Gili Mouse of the Amu. That's what the Gemara says. Practice it. Hashta hechemai. What's the Gemara says? In Yesh Lachayel, Mamasar Shomedi. Lavav. Yezel Basar Ruba. Kedah Parachach. If the Gemara there is talking about that there's a Kail, she was Yasubi Numa, then there's no problem. Yeh Lachayel. If you just say it's like our Gemara, there's no Kail, and Ken Yisroel Maruba, Yisar Shneidim Kshem. Why does it help to say what you saw the Kadu say? Chitei Mekshemei Yeru Shara Bekait. If you're going to say that two Eidim can make a Kail, that's not true. Agamon is a Sadi Shakri, that two people can make a Kail. Kail has to be more than that. Yeshlein. Here's the crucial thing. Rive Nashim Besulais Nisus Audit may Rive Nashim Nisus Besulais Yeshafa. The Rive Nashim Besulais Nisus is stronger than Rive Nashim Nisus Yeshafa. The Chi'em Akal, Le Yisrak Kolkach. The Reya says, not doesn't make it so bad that you shouldn't be able to say this what you saw when you were a cop. What are the words of Tais? Raiv Nashim Besulai is stronger than Raiv Anissus Yesh Lakai. I don't know the words. If you learn this way, it doesn't make sense to me. She had no Kyle. So who cares about this 85%? This 85% is with a Kyle. I should only look at the 15%. I should only look at the 15%, and I should pass him based on the 15%. No? Why does the 85% come into the question? If this woman got married and there's no cut, the Tyson says, we throw in the fact that you have the right to still exist, and that's a strong right, and that helps override that you can listen to the 5%. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Why should I care about the 85%? This is a woman, Shein Lachar. So who cares about the rest of this picture? I should only care about the small piece. I should only care about the small piece of the picture. What? If I know there's a mirror, then I'm still like, right. So why don't you come into my head? Why don't you go into my... I have to now decide something. Why don't you go into the chesed? Why does the right help? If I know... If I say most people in the world are honest. Most people in the world are honest. Most people who are convicted of murder are dishonest. Now I have a person who applies for a job and tells me he was convicted of murder. I'll say, well, right people are honest. right people on. I'm dealing with him. People in his sog, in his group, what are they? No? Why am I dealing with the whole big picture for? I should only deal with the suffix. The suffix is a woman who has no child. So what's going on? Well, what is the big right hell? Sounds like the Rishash by Kol Parish who said that you should count the meat that's not in the suffix. Except that there we were able to answer that it's a halacha, Kol Kavua, that's the Gopas of Akaimim. But here, there's no halacha Mishra Sinai, yet it's all Sarah. Right is a Sarah. So the question is, how do you learn this Gemara? How do you learn this Gemara, Manasha? How is the Gemara talking? What's the case? Now, Rav Reuven asked this kasha in the Rav Reuven of Bava Basra, because this Gemara is word for word Bava Basra Tzadik Beis, same exact Gemara, and the Rav Reuven is Simcha, and he asked this kasha. It goes into a long tofu when I don't see that he answers the question. I don't see. I'm sure he answers the question, but I don't cop the teretz. I don't get which one of the two ways to learn the Gemara. Either way you learn the Gemara, there seems to be a problem with this person. Because it's not only that it's like a lambda shakasha vanasha. It's not really even a lambda shakasha. Really, if somebody comes to you with all kinds of statistics, you have to decide a certain question. Now, you have to decide, you have a business. You have a meat business. You want to decide, should you sell a certain kind of meat? So you do a poll. The person comes back to you, he says, well, 90% of people like steak. So who cares who likes steak? I'm asking about this. They'll start telling you, well, 80% of people, they like chutney. What's actually my question? I'm asking you about this small question, do people like it? You say, well, most people don't like it, but you could be mitzaref the right of people who like steak, then you'll be mitzaref. Doesn't make sense. I'm only asking you this small question. You follow just what I'm saying? In our Gemara, is one small question. The question is, this is a woman who has no kail. What do statistics say about her? And you come in and you start telling me, well, there are 85% of women who have a kail. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with it? Well, what does that do with what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this woman right here who has no kail. Talk to me about her. Don't start talking to me about everyone else in the world. A problem. Somebody here has to come up with a teretz because it doesn't work. Now, Matthew wants to come up with a teretz that's exactly 10%. That's exactly the statistics are such that there are exactly equal number of women who have no kail that are basulis and almanis. Exactly even number of people who are both. Which it doesn't explain the lashon Gemara in this relay room, but what does the Gemara say? Life. And this is Suri Eshokarel. Exactly 50-50. I don't know, sometimes it's not a satisfying answer. If it's the only answer, I'll be stuck. It does not seem to be. That's the third one. You know, Reb Chaim once said a very important rule. He said that something is not true just because it answers the kasha. You have a kasha, you say a teretz, and that teretz must be true. It may be other teretz. The thing you say has to have its own, conceit. Now, to learn this Gemara that's exactly 50-50, we have to have some raya. We have to look in the Shita Mukubetta, or the early Rishonim, who may have thrown in something shot-wise that says that. But just to set aside this Gemara, because it answers the question, is a little, if we have no choice, not to do it. What I would like, those of you especially who learn Tilchus Traces, who learn Eridaya, there's a Chavis Daz, which I'm going to speak about on Sunday, try to get some clues. Chavis Daz brings our Gemara to try to plug into our Lachin Tilchus Traces. Now, Chavis Daz doesn't ask this kasha. He just, he noob shot in the Gemara. But he's discussing a Shaila, and he brings our Gemara as a Raya. And it may be that from that Chavis Daz, Simon Nun, You'll see, he brings a few gemaras of Ksuvos to Simanot, but it's a small piece where he brings this particular gemara. Simanot, it's only one column, so you should be able to find it. Everyone else, try to figure it out from the Reb Ruvin. But if someone could come up with a teretz before Sunday, I'd appreciate it very much. We will also get it to the next gemara on Sunday.